Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise the Lord. You know, God loves us. How many of you believe that?
Yes.
How many of you believe God's a good God?
Yes.
How many of you believe God's faithful?
Yes.
You know, if we really believe that, all your problems will be over.
Amen.
And yet everybody in here just said that you believe that. If we believe that, then why is it, you know, the things of life just kind of, there's a lot of problems that come in life. We were talking, I was just on the phone with Charlie LeBlanc. I told you before the service that their son died a few weeks ago, and so they're taking some time off to kind of get over that before they start traveling with us again. And on top of that, his father now just is in a situation where he could die at any time. And, you know, we were just talking about, man, that's tough. Those are like potholes, big potholes that just slow you down. It's hard to maneuver through that. There's things in life that happen that, you know what, even though you say that you know God loves you, if God loves you, then why do things like this happen? If God loves you, if God is faithful, then why do we have some of the hardships? You know, I haven't had time. I visited with a lot of people here tonight, but there's no way that I could talk to every single person. But if we could just start over here with Mark and go down the row and every person in here, I guarantee you there's hardships going on in our life. And so the world, life, is just constantly trying to convince you that the Word doesn't work, that God doesn't love you, God isn't faithful, things don't work, and yet all of us say that we believe those things. What I want to do this week, I really felt impressed to do this, is just to talk about the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, and try and deal with these things that keep us from really believing these simple things that we say we believe, and help us to operate in this. And I believe that if we could really leave this place believing without any reservation that, boy, God is a good God, that God loves me, and that God is faithful, that God will never fail to keep His promise. If we had that assurance, if those things were established in our hearts, I guarantee you, you can weather anything that the world can throw at you. That will sustain you through anything. And look over here in Mark chapter 7. Let's look at this passage and we'll just start here. Mark chapter 7. It starts off in the first few verses talking about the legalistic Jews and how they had all of these traditions. They washed cups and plates and they washed their hands and they went through all these ceremonial cleansings. And they had all of these things that had become more important than the actual commandments that God had given, their traditions and stuff like this. And so it says in Matthew chapter 7 that they begin to criticize Jesus because His disciples didn't go through all of these ceremonies and do the same things. And here's some of the words that Jesus said unto them in verse 6. This is Mark chapter 7, verse 6. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites." You know, let me just point out for a minute that Jesus wasn't politically correct. Amen. Jesus just says, "You hypocrites. There's things written in the Bible about you. Isaiah wrote about you." You know, we're so afraid to tell people the truth. You need to tell people the truth. You can do it in love. You can speak the truth in love. But the Lord spoke to me a long time ago that if I don't tell a person the truth because I'm afraid that this might offend them, that they aren't going to understand, that maybe they would reject me or whatever the logic is, then you know what I've done in a sense? I rejected the truth for them. I didn't even give them the privilege of rejecting it on their own. And the Lord just spoke to me and He says, don't you ever reject the truth for a person. You tell people the truth. And you let the truth set people free. And it's obvious that not every person's going to receive it, but that's not my responsibility whether or not you receive it. My responsibility ends at my faithfulness to God to say what the truth is. And I tell you, we've got people today that are so afraid they're going to offend somebody and say something wrong. You know what? Jesus just said, "Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites." There was another instance where Jesus talked about the scribes and the Pharisees and called them hypocrites. "You whited sepulchres, you're full of dead men's bones. You look good on the outside, but you're full of corruption inside." And he blasted them, the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew. And the disciples said, "Lord, don't you know that the Pharisees were offended?" And he didn't say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to offend anybody. I ought to go apologize." No, he just said, "You know what? If they weren't planted by my Father, they'll be plucked up. Leave them alone. Let the blind lead the blind. They're both going to fall into the ditch." Another time, man, he was preaching and he said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." And the people thought he was speaking of cannibalism. They thought he was talking about literally eating his flesh. And they said, "You want us to eat your flesh and drink your blood?" And instead of him saying, "Oh, you misunderstood. Let me explain." That's the way that ministers would do it today. We would make it so clear that, "Oh, nobody, we don't want to offend you. We don't want you to misunderstand." Jesus just said, "I'm telling you, if you don't eat my flesh and if you don't drink my blood, you have no life in you." And thousands of people that earlier in the day said, "Let's make him king." Thousands of people left him and forsook him. And instead of Jesus saying, "Oh man, what did I do wrong?" He turns around to his 12 disciples and he says, "There's the door. Do you want to leave?" Brothers and sisters, we become wimps. People won't even speak the truth. We're afraid that the truth's going to offend somebody. I could stay on that a long time, but I just thought that was interesting. He says, "Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and of cups and of many other such like things ye do." And he said unto them, "Full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curseth father or mother, let him die the death." Cursing your parents under the old covenant was punishable by death. Boy, in our day and age, we wouldn't have very many old people today. In verse 11 it says, "But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou mayest be profited by me, he shall be free." In other words, this is saying that the money that you should use to support your parents, if you give it to the church, then you don't have to support your parents. So people who were rebellious towards their parents and didn't want to help their parents, but instead were bitter and wanted to punish them, all they had to do was take the money that they would have used supporting their elderly parents and give it to the church, and the church said, "You're free." The Lord's saying, that doesn't cut it. And he said this in verse 12, "And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye." And this is the verse that I wanted to focus on, that we say that God is a good God. We say that God is faithful. We say that God loves us. But in practice, most people don't live like God loves them. They don't live like they believe that God is faithful. They don't live like they believe that God is a good God. They're afraid that God is going to punish them, that they won't receive because they haven't been good enough. I had a woman come from Virginia this last Tuesday to our Bible college in Colorado Springs, and she had COPD and some other things. And anyway, this lady was in bad, bad, bad shape, and just on the throes of death. And if she didn't get a miracle, she'd die. And she came up and she had tears in her eyes. And she says, I know God can do it. I just don't feel worthy. And I said, you aren't. And she just looked at me and I said, I can guarantee you, you aren't worthy. You don't deserve to be healed. I said, you deserve to go to hell. Every one of us deserve to go to hell. But the good news is you don't get what you deserve. I said, God is going to heal you because he's a good God. And it just set this lady free. Like she thought she had to be good enough. See, that is a doctrine of man, and it voids the truth. People will sit there and say, oh yes, Jesus loves me, but then we hear that he loves me only when I'm lovable, only when I've measured up to a standard, only when I've fulfilled all of these requirements. That makes the word of God of none effect. Oh yeah, God is faithful to the people who are faithful. If you've done everything right, then God is faithful. But see, that's not what the Word of God says either. That's another doctrine of man that makes the Word of God of none effect. We say, oh yeah, God is good. And then we'll turn around and out the other side of our mouth say, he's so good, he's liable to make your child born retarded because he loves you so much. And he's trying to break you and to make you a better person. And you know what that does? That just voids the Word of God. So here's what I believe that the Lord wants me to do. I'm going to just take these simple principles that God's a good God, that God's a faithful God, that God loves us, and I want to counter some of the major religious doctrines that I believe make those statements have no effect. And we've only got 5 sessions here, and so I'm just going to talk about 5 things, and I'm not going to go into great detail because I could minister 5 or 6 or 10 times on each one of these points. I'm just going to make some of the major points. We've got a lot of materials back there, but this will, I believe, help you. And it'll help you to break some of these doctrines of men. People come to me all of the time just confused, like, why aren't things working? There's reasons why things don't work. And the number one reason is deception. We just aren't believing the truth. And I am not against the church. I am a part of the church. I believe in patching the boat from the inside. Amen. Not being outside, paddling water, trying to patch it. Amen. I am in the church. It's God's institution. But there's a lot of deception and there's a lot of things wrong.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-157 titled, God is Good, God is Faithful, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth Seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith and we have Bible college students and people there praying and we see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place and I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth Seminars.